Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, it's Tuesday, and I'm so glad you've joined us here at Derek Prince Legacy Radio. We are finishing up 4 weeks of teaching in a series by Derek Prince called The Enemies We Face. The theme this week is the church's victory. And I want to tell you, it's exciting, but it really hits hard with the spirits working in our times. Let's listen now as Derek teaches us about the church's victory.
This is always so vivid to me. In regard to the dealings of Jesus with Peter at the Last Supper, Jesus told Peter, you're going to deny me three times before the night is up. Of course, Peter said he wouldn't, but you know he did. Then Jesus said, but I have prayed for you, not that you will not deny me, but what? That your faith will not fail. If you can keep believing, your faith will take you through. So never get moved away from your faith. Let no failure, let no accusation, nothing ever move you from your faith that Jesus died in your place, bore your sins, was made sin for you, and has offered you the garment of his spotless righteousness. You know what to be justified means? This is not part of my message, but it's so important. It's a legal phrase. You've been tried by the court of heaven, and the court has handed down its verdict. And the verdict is not guilty. Wonderful. Not guilty. Satan, you can say what you like. You can point out all my sins and all my failings and all my inadequacies, and I'll agree with you. I'll probably tell you some you don't know about. But the court of heaven has said, not guilty. I am reckoned righteous, made righteous, justified. You know what I say? Just as if I'd never sinned. That's it. And when you stand on that ground, you are more than a conqueror of Satan in the conquest that Jesus has already won. If we start from any other basis, we'll never achieve victory. The only basis is the cross. And then, having deprived Satan of his weapons against us, and the one great, sovereign, supreme weapon is guilt, Jesus has equipped us with the weapons with which to defeat Satan. That's the second part of it. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Verses 3, 4, and 5. Ruth and I make this confession. I think we'll do it together. We have a number of scriptures, I mean, probably 50, that we proclaim as part of our spiritual warfare. And this happens to be one. So you talk close to the microphone. For though we walk in the flesh, we war not after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing which exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. What a victory that is, isn't it?
Amen.
Thank you so much. You see, we have weapons that are not carnal. So what are they? They're not carnal, what are they? Spiritual. In other words, we don't use bombs or tanks or rifles, because we're not fighting persons with bodies. They're useless. But we have been given, in place of those physical material weapons, spiritual weapons that we can use, and this is what we are to use them for. Pulling down strongholds. Whose strongholds? Satan's. That's right. If you notice the next verse, there are various alternative translations. You can have arguments, reasonings, speculations. And then it speaks about the mind and the thought. So we discover the battlefield. Very important to know what the battlefield is. It's the mind. How many of you realize that? Most of your problems as a Christian are in the area of the mind. Don't let that discourage you. That's where the war is. But we've been given the weapons of victory. And we can pull down Satan's strongholds or roadblocks or fortresses. You see, Satan builds up fortresses in the minds of men and women to prevent them being able to receive the truth of the gospel. And one of our functions is, by the spiritual weapons God has given us, prayer, preaching, praise, and so on, to break down those strongholds and open the way for the word of God to enter and to save people and to change them. We dealt, for instance, with two anti-Christian forces, Judaism and Islam, in our last talk. Each of them has a specific stronghold that you have to break down. The stronghold in the Jewish mind is, if I believe in Jesus, I'll no longer be Jewish. You may not be aware of that, but that is the strongest barrier that they have against receiving the truth about Jesus. The Muslim stronghold is, God doesn't need a son. There isn't a son of God. And if you're going to reach either Jews or Muslims, effectively, you're going to have to use these spiritual weapons to break down those strongholds before you can really make an impact on them.
More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Christians are in the middle of a spiritual battle, but many don't know how to fight. In his book, Rules of Engagement, Derek Prince offers the guidance required to fight and win. With it, you'll gain confidence and discover what you need to know to triumph in this epic war. In appreciation of your gift of $13 or more, we'll rush you a copy of Derek's book, Rules of Engagement. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, 888-737-0771. Learn the rules of engagement and win the battles to come. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, 888-737-0771. Or visit us online at derekprince.org.
So we have the weapons for victory. Notice the ultimate aim is to bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. It's a staggering assignment. First of all, we have to release people's minds from the false captivity of Satan. And then we have to bring their minds into captivity to obedience to Jesus. That's wonderful, isn't it? But we've been given the weapons to do it. Now, my talk tonight is not on those weapons. I've given many talks on that theme in the past. But I want to deal just with certain general basic requirements if the church is to be victorious. I'm going to deal with them briefly. I have actually listed 7. You could probably make it 8 or you could make it 6. But in my making of outlines, when I get to the number 7, I usually stop. All right. Let's turn to Matthew 12:25. Here's a statement by Jesus, which is extremely important. And I'm afraid the church has often ignored it. Matthew 12:25. Jesus said, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. We've spoken about the kingdom of God. But if the kingdom of God is divided against itself, it cannot win. So Satan's primary attack on the church is to divide us. Has he been successful? I'm sorry to say, he's been extremely successful. And one thing we have to do is resist division. That does not mean that we automatically associate ourselves with everyone or everything that's called Christian. But it means that wherever there are people who are true believers in Jesus, according to the scripture, and committed to love him and serve him, we have to acknowledge them as our brothers and sisters. And we do not let unnecessary barriers come between them and us. Ruth and I, in our ministry, we work with I don't know how many different ministries and persons around the world. And basically, I could say we don't have any problems in our relationships with them. I think the primary reason is because they and we are committed to something positive. And we're committed to Matthew 24:14. This gospel of the kingdom shall be proclaimed in all the world as a witness to all the nations. Then the end will come. We believe this is our responsibility to prepare the way for the Lord by proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom to all nations. And wherever we meet with people who have that primary aim based on scripture, we may never have met them before, but in 10 minutes we feel like we've known them all our life. So let's not focus on the negative. Let's focus on the positive. You find where people are truly committed to prayer and intercession or to evangelism, the barriers melt. But where people are all tied up with church structure and programs, there usually are problems. So the first thing we have to do is guard against division. It's not easy. We certainly don't have all the answers. But when we give it due priority, I think we'll be nearer to achieving it. Then the second thing we have to do, and this is tremendously important, is to know and proclaim the whole of God's Word. Now I want to turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. This has become a very significant chapter for me recently because I think it's a picture of the last days. If you begin at the first verse of 2 Timothy chapter 3, it says, "But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come." And the whole of this third chapter deals with things that are particularly relevant to the last days. The first thing it does is to paint a picture of the general degeneration of human character and conduct as the age comes to its close. And Paul picks out 18 major moral or ethical blemishes which will characterize humanity at the close of this age. And really, the root of them all is selfishness. Love of self, love of money, and love of pleasure. I don't know three words that better describe our contemporary civilization than that. Love of self, love of money, and love of pleasure. All the others are within that context. The great enemy is selfishness. We need to bear that in mind, because the fact that we don't indulge in drugs or alcohol or immorality does not necessarily separate us from the world. The only thing that really separates us is unselfishness. And I think a lot of moral, good-living churchgoers are basically extremely selfish people. It's number one first. And we need to understand that isn't the distinctive mark of the church in these days. The distinctive mark is unselfishness, a commitment to God and to humanity, to serve and be servants.
You know, I want more than anything for you that this teaching about the victory of the church seeps into your soul. We may deal with some tough things ahead. We may see real manifestations of evil in our world, and even, who knows, just down the street from you. But if you know the church's victory, if you know Jesus has won the battle, if you know that he leads us in triumphal procession, then you will not allow that evil, the fear of it, the concern about it, the worry of it, to drift into your soul. Hey, that's all the time we have for now. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
For more information about anything heard on today's program, give us a call at 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Visit us securely online at derekprince.org.